Hello, and well, welcome to another episode of the Araf Football Podcast. I'm your host, Hassan N. Bilal, and I'm joined by the good friend of the Araf Football Podcast, Mohammed. Mohammed, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be back again to discuss another international break over Araf football.
Yeah, man, I love these kind of international windows because, I don't know, football just is a bit different. And obviously, once you kind of get involved in the game and you know the players on a personal level, you start to enjoy it a little bit more. But I don't know, for me, with United, my club, or Manchester United, just being terrible, I really do look forward to these particular weeks. So I'm excited to discuss a lot of what's happened recently. What do you enjoy the most about international breaks or Iraqi football?
Obviously, like, to be honest, the seeing the team as it gets like gradually upgrading, they gain more chemistry with Casas, and seeing game by game how much we improve. Yeah, that's the type of things that I'm most excited about with international breaks.
Yeah, I think just in general, alhamdulillah, it's an exciting time for Iraqi football, and we've got a lot to discuss today. We have four games in particular that we're going to focus on. We're going to be looking at the under-23s and the first team. So, yeah, let's jump straight into things, Mohammed. Let's start looking at the Qatar game, right? We previewed this prior to the game, and we talked about what I was expecting to happen, who we thought would be selected. And lo and behold, a lot of what we discussed actually happened. One of the things that we discussed being that Ali Adnan will be the main guy starting at centre-back. And that did happen. There were a lot of absences, though, within the squad. Talk me through your thoughts on the team.
So, yeah, we started with Ali Adnan and Ribin Suraka as centre-backs. I think they held the line very well, and especially in the build-up, they were very... I think they did very well, especially Ali Adnan. It's not, I don't think he's familiar with that position as he is to left back, but I think he did very well for someone who's not like very much used to being a centre back. And I think it was also the first time that Rebin played with Mirchas and Ali Adnan and Mustafa Saadun. Like, so I think, as a defensive unit, I think they did well together.
I think in general, it was quite a good performance. Obviously, you'd like to win those games, but out of the two, we were the closer one in terms of who nearly scored. We had Ali Jassim, who made his debut. He fitted in quite well. I think wasn't incredible, but I think he had a good first half. He had a shot cleared off the line, and yeah, he looked like he was, let's say, up to it within that standard. He didn't look lost, which was always very, very promising. We saw Danilo making his debut. I think when Danilo came on, he looked serious. He looks very, very,
very sharp. Yeah,
30 minutes that he played, it was exciting. You know, I don't think. I'm just thinking now. Do we have many players that you see just pick up the ball and just run at defenders? I can't think of many.
Danilo and Ali Jassim, they're a bit similar in how they dribble and how they get past players.
I don't think so. I think Ali Jassim is, he might disagree with me, but I think he likes to go central more. He reminds me more of a Bashar type player, Ali Jassim. But I think Danilo is just like an out and out winger, man. Just get the ball. He's like a bit like Garnacho at United. Just get the ball, just run at the fullback. And obviously he does cut in, but I think he's something different.
He has got like Latin Americans like swagger to him.
I love it. I love it. And I think it's something that might prove important for the national team, especially for playing a team like Japan, man. Because what he does, he provides this kind of an outlet where he can, you're under pressure. If you're playing like against Japan, most likely you're going to be playing five at the back, kind of four in the middle, and one guy up front. He's the kind of guy where if you have, let's say, Amen, Ali Hamadi, and then Danilo, bro, just have a low block, get the ball and just launch it and hope one of them gets it to the end of it.
I think he's the perfect guy to like to play off a striker like a Hamadi or an Amen. Like, they hold up the ball and give it to him. Yeah, exactly.
So he's someone I'm very excited to watch and see how much he can actually offer the national team. Mustafa Saadun, we're missing a lot of right backs, man. We missed Alan, we missed Hussein Ali, we missed Alai Fadhil. He did okay.
Yeah, he did. For
Didn't he?
a first time
Yeah, he did all
on
right.
your national team shirt, I think he did very well.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Who else did we see in that game? I feel like I'm missing someone.
So the midfield was Osame and Amjad Atwan, I think.
Yeah, I think that I remember thinking like that was interesting because what happened there is I feel Casas will play Osama 100%. Emir, I'd imagine in the middle it will be Emir or Zidane in that number eight role. But I felt like he took a gamble on Amjad Adwan to see, like, let me give him a chance. Let me see
And
what he
especially he hasn't played much club football like the others.
can. Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, when he came on against Thailand, I thought he was all right. He scored one of the goals as well. So I felt like this is his chance to really prove himself. He did okay. But I mean, the issue with Iraqi football and the first team especially is that you just don't see that progressive build-up play. Like when we attack, it usually comes off from like a really good run or like a defensive error or a long ball or whatever. But I want to see. It's weird I'm saying this, but you saw a lot with the under-20s.
Yeah,
Kind of
kind
touch pass, kind of build up play, etc. We have very good players in the national team. I'm not sure why it's just not clicking. Maybe it is a matter of time. But one thing that I will say based on this is Ahmed Basel starting. And not just the upper game, but he played the other game as well. So I was chatting to some of the boys in the camp. Like, what's that about? Like, Fahad Balib is a good goalkeeper. He's more experienced, a very good shot stopper as well. And then obviously Jalal's the captain, he's not playing. And from what I gather, based on the feedback that I received, it just seems like Casas is trying to play out the back. And he sees
Ahmed is the best keeper for
Basel
that,
as the best goalkeeper with his feet. And I think I would never have guessed this, even in the last podcast we talked about, I can't see Jalal being dropped even after
dropped
him
him.
against Thailand.
Very strange.
Yeah, fair man. I guess Casas knows what he wants. And how do you think he did? Ahmed Vassil.
Ahmed Basel, apart from the, I say the penalties in the Qatar game, he was pretty comfortable, I think. With his, I think that he was a big part in like the build up, especially.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think he misplaced down when he passes.
Yeah, I think
And even when he went long,
it
he was on target.
was a few times where you see from the goalkeeper, rather than launching it route one, we had Ali Adnan come into the box, Rabin come into the box, and we're trying to like pass it out from the back. It was interesting. It was interesting. I think overall the Qatar game, we were okay. I think no, I think we were good. I think to say okay is harsh. We were good. How much of it do you think was Qatar just being crap or we just didn't let them play?
Well, I didn't think Qatar were that impressive at all. Like,
They weren't. No, they
even.
weren't. I think they were rubbish. But do you think it's just more that they are a team in decline, or that it was just a one-off, or that Iraq, the way we played, nullified anything that they could have found?
I'd say it's a bit of both because I don't think Qatar looked like their usual self. The decision making, especially in the final third, was horrible. Like, they were shooting from that many yards out. It's not the Qatar you saw in 2019 Asian Cup.
No, definitely not. And to be fair, Carlos Queiroz, their manager, came out and said that was probably my
He said
worst.
Alak deserved winning.
Again?
He said I think he said it was one of the worst matches he played and Alak deserved to
Yeah.
get it
Yeah.
won
A
there.
lot of that goes down to the boys and to Casas himself. So fair play, man. I mean, another day, a bit more luck, we're winning that game, I reckon. So it is what it is. It is what it is. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. And in that particular game, we lost on penalties. So it is what it is. Let's move on and look at the second game. Now, second game, we played Jordan, who lost to Iran in the other fixture in round one. few more changes here. Interestingly enough, Ahmed Basel continues in goal, which kind of showed what the boys were telling me. There seems to be some truth in it, number one. Mustafa Sadun dropped for Ibrahim Baish at right back. That was interesting. I talked prior to that game about how like Baish is one of the first names on the sheet, and just because, and I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, but like he can run like a donkey for 90 minutes, 120 minutes, and then he'll just do exactly what the manager says. And I rate that, man. Like every team needs somebody like that. The younger listeners amongst you that might remember that Park Ju-sung at United. Sir Alex used to always choose Park Ju-sung just because he would just run and do exactly what Sir Alex says. So Baish reminds me of that. He is that sort of player, and to have him at right back shows you how much Casas just trusts him. He would rather have him there than somebody else, even if he's not, let's say, a natural right back. Rebien Solanke was a bit sick for that game, so he played Frans Bogros at centre back, right centre back. I thought that was a bit of an odd selection.
Two full backs in the centre backs
Yeah,
there.
Ali Adnan, captain, by the way, for across both games, which is something we'll come back and discuss later. And then Malchas at the back. How do you think those four did?
See, on your point about Baez, it's also about Casas, like keeping him as one of the first names on the team sheet. Like in that game, Baez played right back, right mid, and at the end of the game, you could see he went to the central areas. So I think that highlights the importance of Baez, especially.
No, I agree.
I think for the goal, I don't think the centre backs could have done much because it was a crazy goal, bicycle kick.
Yeah, it was an amazing goal. I saw some people trying to have a go at Ali Adnan for that, which is bizarre.
It's difficult.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for me, though, that game, I think Ali Adnan was the best player. Malchas had a very, very good game, but if anything, Ali
Ali
Adnan.
was brilliant across both games.
Sorry, again?
I'd say Ali was our best player across the two games.
Maybe, but I mean, to play out of your natural position, to play in the centre back area, not as a left back, just shows you like the quality that he possesses. And Alhamdulillah, like I'm so happy that he is able to adjust to the centre back position. But this is a like situation that we are in desperate need of some quality. It's clear Casas doesn't rate the likes of Munaf. RTM doesn't seem to relate to really rate Ali Faiz, Mustafa Nazem. I think the only players he really trusts is Ali Adnan, Rabin, Saad Maatop, and Frans Potros as well, which is again interesting since France isn't naturally a centre back. So yeah, that centre back situation, Ali Adnan, that goes somewhat to resolving some of the problems that we face there.
I think it also shows like the professionalism of Ali Adnan. Like if you nobody would have imagined like a year ago that Ali Adnan would come back to the national team and be a starter after the World Cup qualifying campaign that he had. So
Yeah,
it's
and bro, like against Russia, like when he played against Russia, he looked out there. It looked like he won a
yeah.
competition. But bro, like we talk about Ali Adnan being the X factor that went on to actually achieve anything in Europe. This is why, man, because when push comes to shove, my guy puts his head down and he focuses on football. And you see him now, bro. He's fit. He's lean. He looks the part, man. He looks like a serious European footballer, man. And I love it. I love seeing him like this, because with Ali Adnan, the better he does, it just sets a standard for other young players in the Iraqi league to go out and succeed, go make money, go make history, get yourself a young, attractive wife from wherever, bro, and live in Dubai or whatever. But bro, I rate that. I want other younger Iraqi players looking at him thinking, bro, I want that. I want that same clout. I want that Louis Vuitton belt my man turns up in or whatever. So it's good. It's good for Iraqi football, and I rate him, and I want Ali Adnan to do really, really well. So that's why I'm always supporting the guy, because what he's done is he's a pioneer for Iraqi football, man. He really is. But yeah, man, so we ended up conceding that goal. Half time, Casas makes a couple of changes, and he's done this quite a few times, man, where first half is crap and he makes a few changes and suddenly the game shifts. So this time around, he brought in Ali El Hamadi,
Amen.
he brought in
The two.
Rabin. Yeah, he brought in Rabin, and who else came on as well?
Amen. Amen. Hussein, but he didn't come on at halftime. I think he came on a bit
Sorry, yeah,
after.
no, this is about 55 minutes, so about 10 minutes after half time, you're right.
Amjad, he brought on Amjad and CDM. Took
Yeah,
off.
yeah. So he did change things up a little bit. What were you thinking about, like, the manager and his ability to kind of read the game and read weaknesses in opposition and change things up?
I think he's very good at adjusting to different like game states. I'd say in the Thailand Cup, his substitutions made the difference. Like he brought Amin in the first game against India,
Yeah.
and he ends up winning a penalty and converting it. And in this time, what he brought Hamadi and Amin, and they both made a big difference. Both scoring and getting on the score sheet.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. Two good goals. He also gave young Ali Haider his debut. I think he follows Ahmed Rabih, Allah yarhamah, becomes the second youngest ever Iraq to represent a national team. Is a player that I've got a lot of time for. He's on my like my little brother to me. I've got a lot of love for him, and to see him go and make his debut, I was super proud. I don't think we'll see him with the national team for a while, to be honest with you, but I think from Casas's perspective, that was a genius move, man. I know Sweden have been sniffing around, trying to see if he's available. Radosh Neshil and Ahmad have kind of been reluctant to invite Ali Haidar to the national team. So Casas kind of took it in his own hands and said, you know what, leave it with me, I'll bring you. And yeah, we'll do wonders for the young guy. Like, as a young footballer, you want to feel loved, you want to feel wanted, and you want to feel like you have a role to play in this team. So just being in that environment, he'll mature from it, he'll grow up a lot from it. And I don't know if you remember, Mohamed, me and you were talking about a year ago, man. I was telling you guys about, in the group, telling you guys about this young kid called Ali Haider, and I was like, man, this kid's gonna be massive. And people were saying, no, he's not, he plays for Stoke, he's this. And I was like, bro, just trust me, watch. Yeah. And then I even had somebody on a tweet that I posted about him saying, oh, you're bigging this guy up too much just because he's your friend. I was like, bro, just watch. I'm telling you, this kid is serious. What did you think of the whole situation?
Must have been a great moment for the guy, especially like getting your debut and
Bro, 18 years old,
18
68
years
and
old
16
is
days.
crazy.
Mad.
Yeah. But I
Yeah.
hope this means that he can that Alabi will be more open to selecting him because other than Blind, you don't have a left
Of
wing in that
pressure.
team.
Let's put a lot of pressure on him now that, you know,
It
his
is, yeah.
guy's playing with the first team. People are going to be looking at all they thinking, bro, my man's playing with the first team. Where you playing at? You know what I mean?
Well, I still think it's. I don't know what their excuse is for not calling him up. What I know people say, oh, he's too like, he's not as like tall or anything, but he's a
Bro,
great
he's
footballer
not
in my
that
opinion.
short, man.
If
He
Casas wants him in the
finds
team, that
himself.
means
He's a bit small in terms of his frame, but
frame, yeah, but
he's not a centre back. You know what I mean?
exactly. I don't think
Hands
it
off.
would.
Thing is, go look at Zidane when you first started playing for Iraq. Go look at Alex when he made his debut for Iraq. They're not the same specimens that they are now. Zidane's bulked up massively. Alex has bulked up massively. Yani, be patient. Give the guy a chance. Let's see what he's about. It's not fair to say, oh, he's not a big guy. Bro, just doesn't matter. He maybe came on for the under 23. Was it against Emirat when he set up
I
that?
think he himself, Dulfakar, I think it was against Vietnam.
Yeah,
Great assist, I think,
bro,
in
dang.
the
Dang, mate. He'd done the prayer completely and just whipped it in like it was nothing. You'd never imagine this is him coming on making his debut for the under 23 team. And he was 17 then. So I love his baller, man. And inshallah, he gets his chance. But yeah, I think that's a good segue. Actually, before we move on, let's discuss a few other things. So we talked about Amjad. I want to talk about the other substitute, which was Ali El Hamadi. and Ayman. Ali came in, man, again, just like getting the ball, just running at Brez was so good to see. I thought he was
Yeah.
fantastic, Alawi, and it felt like his confidence is coming back. He's had a somewhat challenging start to the season. I'll be real with you. Like, I've been following his games, I've been going to his games. He's not been playing badly, but he's just
But
struggling to put the ball in the net, which is, you might argue, the hardest
unlucky.
thing in football. And he's just had a bit of bad luck, and I think his confidence just dipped a little bit. But now I think this will do wonders. Hopefully, he can pick up from here, and also, like, with his club, start knocking them in. He scored a hat trick recently, becoming the youngest ever Iraqi to score a hat trick in England. So that was amazing to see. But also, and I've said this before, and I get criticised a lot for it. Aiman Hessegnon. Aiman has a
It's a
role to
good.
play, and I've always said this. And I have people talk, oh, Hassanin is begging it with the local players, or now. They call me Mahallabi, which is like a derogatory term for like Laab Mahalli, Mahallabi. Nonsense. Bruv,
Form a very good partnership, I
you're
think,
playing,
Eamon.
against teams like Indonesia, okay? Against Indonesia, I'm not being funny. The average height in Indonesia is 5'1", okay? Playing against teams like Philippines in the group stages, against Vietnam in the Asian Cup. Bro, get Amen from the bench. If it's nil nil and there's 30 minutes left, yeah, get Amen on. Just stop. Who's selecting him, bro?
Chief,
Like, he's a very good plan B. Whatever you want to say about Amen, he reminds me again. I keep coming up with these like United references. He reminds me of Marouane Fellaini for United under David Moyes and under Louis van Gaal. So between 2013 to about 2017, I
he
swear.
just finds a way. He just finds a way to score.
Yeah,
Like.
Fellaini was wicked for United. People want to talk about him as being a bad signing, but I swear to God, he always played with his heart on his sleeve. He was that always give 110%. And when nothing is working for your team, you could always rely on Fellaini and Amen to get their head on a header that might come down for Al Hamadi to finish. He might get a header in, or he might, like against India. Just him being so big, you're gonna get that these little small Indians just grabbing his shirt and putting him down or whatever. Like,
It
bro,
came in
this
clutch.
player, he's useful. I've never asked for Amon to start. For me, he's not a starter unless it's specific games, like against Indonesia. But he's a good option to have on the bench. The other area that I think is Mimi. Now, Mimi, I thought he did okay in the first game. He looked like his touch was on point. He looked excited. He was getting the ball, running at players. Second game, he just, I don't know. He didn't look very, very good against Jordan. And it is getting me worried that we've got Amen, we've got Hamadi. I've always said this. Amen has a role to play. He's not a starter. And Hamadi, rate him, is brilliant. But I think it's not fair to have all our hopes tied to this young footballer
Those two.
who's, I think, what, Ali's, what, 21 now?
21, yeah.
Yeah,
Or 22,
it's a bit harsh to say, oh, listen, 21-year-old gets to the Asian Cup final or
yeah.
whatever. I think that's a bit harsh. So we need the third player, and I don't think Mimi's going to be ready, if I'm honest with you. Although I've heard incredible things from him, about him, and I know Kesar's racing. So we're going to find that third striker from that? No, you have Asu Rostam, he's kind of vanished. You have
Laundi, well, he, I
that
think
might be
Laundi,
again,
he's
young
in
player.
love with.
I don't know, man. La Wendy, I can't see that happening. But then who you're left with? You're left with Ammar Mohsen, who hasn't really played much with the national team. You have
Pashang isn't really
Isaac.
on form.
That again?
Pashang isn't really on form right now.
Yeah, his team struggled to score goals. He's not scored a single goal in Allsvenskan since he signed for his club, who will sit in like second last position. So who is there?
Then I'd say even when Mimi was playing, I think he was forcing it a lot. Like,
Yeah,
I
it seemed like he had the kind of a, like he was trying to prove something. He was getting the
yeah.
ball and just running. But his touch looked good. He looked confident. I like that, man. After a long layout like that, a player like just looks awkward. Take your mind back to Ali Adnan against Russia. People don't realize that an ACL injury is so serious. I've had the same injury in my left knee. Honestly, you can't really move. You can't turn. You feel slow. You're always like mentally worried that the same thing is going to happen, that the same recurring injury will happen a third time or second time, whatever. But maybe when he was playing, he didn't look like he was worried about that, but he did look very, very rusty. I mean, there was this one chance against Jordan when he was through on goal,
One on
and
one.
yeah, wasted it. He just looked not with it, to be honest with you. And I think he needs a season of football, man. He needs a season of just kind of finding his feet, playing for short by and just enjoying football again. And maybe we'll see him coming back and being the fantastic striker we all remember him to be. But I just feel it's a bit too soon right now. Overall, though, I think the main takeaway for me is that we're quite good at penalties.
Yeah.
I think we're fantastic at penalties. I think it's been important practice recently for us to actually kind of like see who can take them, who can't, get the keepers a chance to save some. And I think overall that's been fantastic to see. But if you look at our games over the last kind of since the Gulf Cup, I don't think we've won a single game
90 minutes, yeah.
in 90 minutes. Yeah. Because you know what? When you win on penalties, technically that's not really a victory. It's not considered a win. It's considered
Yeah,
a
it's
draw.
draw,
Yeah. So on one hand, you could look at the last four games and think we're unbeaten. You can look at them and think that Iraq are a team that is difficult to beat, which is good, and we have been in all our games. There's very few games where we've been battered. The only game where I think we got battered and spanked was against Mexico. And
yeah.
for
That wasn't lovely.
yeah, exactly. But since Casas has come, we've been a hard team to beat. And I think that's so important because when you're going into a cup competition, you want to be a team that can turn things around. If you're losing, you're playing crap, the manager makes a change or two, suddenly we're getting a draw, we're getting 1 point, or we're going into a penalty shootout in a qualification, in a knockout game where we're getting battered, and then you have a chance with penalties. So I think like credit where it's due, that's been very, very good for the team's development under Casas. But yeah, obviously you want to be able to win games in 90 minutes, and we should be winning against Thailand and India. And I think the way we played against Qatar, we should have won that game. And we should be beating Jordan as well. My only real issue with Ahmed Bass during the whole like recent two games was that second goal was shocking, man. That
Yes.
long ball bounced on the edge of the box by Amen. Like, I don't know what he was doing. It goes past and it was pretty much directly at Ahmed Bass, and he just jumps on top of the ball.
I deflected off.
Yeah, you can't be considering like that in a game. I think that's poor. So, have you by any chance got the squad in front of you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go
So
through some of the players and then let's see who do we expect to still be here within the Asian Cup from the players that were there today. And who do we think will come in, and what difference will that make for us?
I'd say the keepers will stay as they
Same
are.
three keepers, I agree. It will be Ahmed
Even
Bast, Tahar Talib, and Jalal Hassan.
after the Asian Cup, I think it will
Yeah,
remain.
I agree. I think Ahmed Bass will be our goalkeeper for the long time or the foreseeable future.
Which is, I think it's unexpected, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Let's move on to the defense.
So we had Mustafa Saadun was
He
at
won't
him
be
and
there.
us with the right backs.
He won't be there. I think so. If you bring in Hussein Ali, that's one starter automatically.
And Alan Muhiddin. I think they'll be a right back
There as well
for.
as substitute. Yeah. I can't see Ali Fadhil, he's not played enough football.
Yeah,
I
and
think those
then
two will definitely be in the final spot.
for left back, I'd say they'll also stay the same unless Durgham makes a return on Hanjaz, but that's unlikely, I
Yeah,
think.
that's not gonna happen. I think it will be Ahmed Yahya, who I'm not the biggest fan of, but then we have Malkhas, who's just like missing. So we're good there.
Say centre backs. So we called up Matthias Artin, who I'm pretty sure he won't even be here next month for with the
Yeah,
squad.
that's a bit of a weird one.
I'd say Saad Natar comes in for him as a direct replacement.
Yeah.
And then we also called up Manaf Younes.
Yeah, Manaf's a bit of a weird one. I can't see him like really playing. But you're allowed 23 players. How many centre backs do you take? Do you take five?
If you play a five centre backs, you'd call five, but
Yeah. So
I'd say there's
we have
no.
three already. We have Rebin, Saad, and we have
I
also.
don't know.
So that leaves two more. I'd imagine Florence Bottas is going to be one of them just because of the versatility that he adds to the squad.
There's recent reports that Casas wants Ali Faye is returning, so I don't know, we'll
I
see.
think that's definitely one kind of area that we have issues. There's reports that Emir Dekhayd might want to play for Iraq. I don't know what to make of that. I'm not getting my hopes up. Would you want him to join?
I'd say I'd welcome him, but I don't think many of the fans would
You
like.
say that, bro. If he
I
has
think
one,
they'd be hostile, but
I don't think
they'd
so.
accept
If he
him.
comes in, has one good 90-minute game, I think everything could be like forgiven.
I
So
think it'll be hostile at first, but
yeah,
they'll
I can't see it. Iraqi fans are fickle, bro. I'll be real with you.
end up.
If he comes back, me being one of them, man, like I don't hate him on a personal level, but I do really hate the fact that he decided to play for Belgium. If he kind of goes against that decision and plays for Haraf, man, come here.
The Premier League centre back would just
Yeah,
it
I think
takes
I'm so
so
many
many.
levels, man. He's not been in good form for Burnley. He's out of the Belgium squad as well. Yeah, maybe he's realizing he's cocked up. But I'm not gonna get excited. You know, his dad, him, they were flirting with the Iraqi fans, giving them hope, and I don't want to go through that whole
That
thing.
whole scenario again,
So
yeah.
if he comes, that's a bonus. I'm not expecting him to be there, let's put it
I'd say it's a bit of a tough situation.
that way. Yeah, let's go through the middle. So I think the middle is a bit of a weird one. So we have Amjad, Emir, Osama.
And Ahmed Ali.
And
The friend, you know, the French guy, Ahmed
yeah,
Ali.
Ahmed, Ali, I can't see him being there, to be honest with you. I think if Zidane's fit, he's out automatically and Zidane comes.
Yeah, that's the direct replacement for
Yeah,
Zidane.
exactly. And then we look at, for example, the wingers. Baish 100% gonna start every game, no matter what happens.
It's
Um,
if you
and
bring Ali Jassim and Danilo for sure.
yeah, so those two. Both new additions, big call-ups. I think very important. I think, bro, in terms of upgrade from Hussein Ali to those two is crazy.
Karim and all those. Yeah, it's
Yeah,
a huge
man,
upgrade.
alhamdulillah. Again, we're talking about like, the development of our football. This is what we need to see, man. Like, good football is coming through. So that's really promising.
Then I'd say the fourth spot is, I think it'll be between whatever happens with the Yusuf Amin situation, and it's either, and I think Andre Al-Sanati will be in the conversation as well, and Ahmed Farhan. I think those are the three that I'd say are up for that spot, the last fourth winger.
Yeah, for example, the whole thing with Majid, is he going to be there? Is he not going to have his paperwork ready? I
Because
don't know. There's a lot of issues, but it's a good problem to have. It's a good problem to have, I think. Alex going to be there, do you think?
I hope so, but it's looking like he might stay with Rabi.
Yeah, I can't see it happening, to be fair. I can't see him joining. He's in a bit of a worse situation at QPR, where he's in the squad. He's one of the few young players actually with the first team, training with them, not regularly, but he is the closest one to making that transition. But yeah, he needs game time, man. He needs to develop. He's looked very good on the 21 season, gone to a few of his games. But yeah, I think there's question marks there, but you know, that's a good segue. We're talking about under 23s. Let's look at their recent two games. They played against Morocco. They
Yeah.
won 1-0 against a very talented,
Rising,
impressive Moroccan side. So Radu Sneijder, or as we like to call him in the group, Radiola, Pep
yeah.
Radiola. He managed to pull 3 points out of the bag, and then we beat Dominican. Is it Dominica or Dominican Republic? I can never tell the difference.
There's two, yeah. Well, we played the Dominican Republic.
We
I
played.
think it was also in Morocco, the game.
Yeah, the game was also Morocco. Did you watch that? What do you think?
The first game, I don't think it's good to judge from it because we were just pinned back in the own half. But
Oh, you're okay, but we're playing Morocco.
So it's expected,
Players are all European based, man. This is not some joke team. Like, this is a serious football team.
The I think the goal was very impressive from Ali Musa. We loved it. Though Alex played that long ball in behind. Ali did very well to get away from his man, then Alhamouri finished it. So yeah,
Very good finishing ball, man.
I'd say also Zaid and Yusuf and Mamou were quite impressive in that game as well.
I think it was all round a very good performance. And in the second game, we were 2-0 up at half time, if I remember correctly. It was a while back.
Oh, yeah,
And
Alex and Lawandi.
it finished 2-1 now, but them having a penalty. I can't remember if they scored it or not. I think they did, didn't they?
3-1. So I think, yeah, they scored that penalty, I'm pretty sure. And then we got a goal in the last 10 minutes.
Again, another win. Another win. And we needed that confidence boost after that shaky performance against Quick.
I'd
So
say the professional players and like he brought back Marco Farage, Ali Moussaoui and Amin Hamou. He brought them all back in the team. I think they made the difference, and especially in the Dominican game.
yeah, man, we have so many good quality players for the under 23s and under 20s is actually insane, man. Like, we have so much quality. Is Sinisha the right man for the job? I don't know, man. I like him as a person. I think he's a great guy. Most players have very nice things to say about him. We're starting to see some kind of chemistry in the last two games amongst the players, but I think
Yeah,
time will tell. Only issue is the Asian Cup's around the corner, man. It's what, in April?
I
Anyone?
also say it's about. I don't think if you want to make the Olympics, I don't think we will do it with Radhi, but we'll see.
Yeah, but the question then is also, like, he's relying on these expat players. A lot of them may not even be there for the Asian Cup. Because,
Because they need permission from the
because
clubs.
it's outside of, like, the international window. So yeah, that's another issue that we're going to face. But yeah, let's wait and see.
I was going to mention, so how will, say if Casas wants a player for the Asian Cup, but Lavi does not want to mix between the Olympic team and the main team. So like if
I think,
Casas wants Alex, for instance.
or I think more realistically, probably Zaid Tahsin would be the player closest to making that jump to the first team. I think Casas has to be smart. He wants to make sure that he's not stepping all over Radhi Sinisha. There's been a bit of tension between the two camps because of some comments made by the, I think, the assistant manager for the under 23s. So it's a bit, I could very, I imagine, very frustrating for Casas, who wants to have a good relationship with Radhi, but those comments don't really help. And yeah, I just think that he doesn't want to kind of take players that Radhi is relying on. So I think he's going to be a bit careful in terms of who he selects to make sure that that relationship doesn't get too cold.
That's because they had that meeting, and I think Casas only got out with, he could only get Ali Jassim and Saadun out of the under 23s.
And to be fair, I'd imagine Saadun's going to drop back into the under-23s once.
Alana and Hassan
I
Ali.
think realistically, Ali Jarson's the only one that's going to be like a permanent addition to that first team. And he's a quality player. Whatever you want to say about his move falling apart to Turkey, whatever, guy's a baller. So yeah, alhamdulillah. So we have those two games. Next up, we have the World Cup qualifiers officially starting, right?
The
So
turn of,
this is round two officially now, right?
yeah, the return of Iraqi football to Basra.
So return of hopefully, unless something terrible happens, inshallah, official football return to Basra. We will see Iraq play against, is it Vietnam, isn't it?
Indonesia at home and then
Indonesia
Vietnam.
at home, hopefully a comfortable win, and then we play Vietnam away. Vietnam are no easy team, man, but we should still be winning. Like, I hope we can. Worst case scenario, we get a draw because they're the only team that I think actually can take something away from us if we are not careful. And just this round, it's the top one team that goes through, if I'm not mistaken, right?
The top one and then the best third place, I think.
No, I think it's the.
Oh, is it because the new like system, I think the top two teams go through.
The top two teams go through.
Yeah.
Okay, so realistically, we should be making
We
it
should be,
in
yeah.
the round, but I think this period really, like these two games, is just getting us ready for the Asian Cup coming up, because that's really what it's going to be about. So, any real changes can you see happening from the gaffer?
Yeah, so I think there's like reports recently that he's not going to make any changes, or like he's not going to change the recent squad list that much. So he's only going to bring in players that he's already tried, like, but we'll see. Let's see.
Yeah, I think this is the time now to just have a settled squad. I
So,
was
yeah.
reading today that one addition he is looking to make is bringing Justin Merriman. Some journalists reporting that Justin has been selected and he's going to be with the first team, which is odd considering Justin himself hasn't heard anything. I spoke to him shortly after reading that. I was like, bro, what's going on? You heard anything? And he hasn't. So if there is some truth to that, it's interesting, man. I mean, Justin plays as a like
Left.
left winger, right? And we're packed in that particular place. The only thing that I'm thinking is that maybe Casas is looking at Mimi and thinking that nah, he's not going to be ready in time, and he's thinking maybe bring in Justin, play him as a second striker. What do you think of
That
that?
could also be something we consider, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing. I'll tell you that much. Because he's brought back the likes of Ali Adnan. He gave Mimi a chance. It's clear he's trying to find players with experience that can handle the pressure at the Asian Cup.
We brought Ahmed Yassin I think at the very start of his reign, but then he had to make the move to Saudi.
And Justin's had a very good season. You know, his team have just played and qualified for the playoffs coming up. For the MLS. So, yeah, man, they
Messi yesterday.
that was yesterday. Yeah, his club's doing good. He's playing well. And even though he doesn't want to admit it and he tries to be cool about it, I think he would love to come back and play for Arsenal. I know you're listening, Justin. So, yeah, it'll be nice to see him back. I love Justin and I want him to wear the Araki shirt again, have maybe one last proper hold down with the national team. I think it'll be a nice little send up for him. So let's wait and see. Any last thoughts, Mo, before we wrap things up?
No, we've covered everything today. I'd
Yeah, I
say
think so. Very quickly, what's your predictions then for the Indonesia match?
I want to say a comfortable win versus Indonesia, because we'll be in front of the Basrawi faithful, and then
Gonna be mad.
I'd say a tough win against Vietnam. I think we'll struggle for a bit, and then we'll catch on, and then we'll be victorious. I'd say.
I'm not gonna be as like let's say comfortable. I think we'll get a 2-0 win against Indonesia, inshallah. And I reckon a 1-1 draw with Vietnam. Maybe a late comeback or something like that. We'll see. A lot of it depends on who comes back for the squad. Zidane, so is he gonna be fit? Is Hassan Ali gonna be fit? Hassan, did he play yesterday for Heerenveen?
Hussein Ali, yeah, he started the game and then he got subbed off, I think.
Yeah, so hopefully those players will be back. Yeah, there's a lot of ifs and buts, but I think the potential's there. So let's see. Fingers crossed.
I'd say the best thing about facing Indonesia and Vietnam is that we directly faced them in the Asian Cup like a month after, so.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be very interesting to see the level where we actually are at, and that will determine essentially who's starting those games. So, fingers crossed. I'm super excited. It's weird, man, because before, honestly, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, when United were good, I used to hate international breaks because it means I can't watch Manchester United. Now I hate these club periods, and all I look forward to is the international break. So, Yalla, let's go. Can't wait for the next Al match. All right, we'll wrap things then, Hamed. Thank you so much. And guys at home, we'll hopefully record for you guys the next episode. Hopefully after we've beaten Indonesia and Vietnam. But yeah, see you then. Take care.